The biggest single force impeding a clean energy future for planet Earth, suggests David Fridley, may lie rooted in human nature.
Not wanting the status quo to change is a very powerful force for inertia. We see it all around us. As much as we know that there's just something not right, here in California, we've had the drought, the fact that Alaska recorded the first winter with temperatures above 32, the ice melt, the fishery collapse. People know things aren't right, but many people just hope somewhere their status quo can be maintained. That inertia is going to be the biggest challenge to get past.
Fridley, a Sebastopol resident, has teamed with Santa Rosa energy analyst Richard Heinberg to co-author the forward-looking new book, Our Renewable Future. It outlines a pathway to a global society no longer reliant on fossil fuels. And paradoxically, Fridley says, that's likely to be easier for nations and regions that we now consider underdeveloped.
The system we have around us, the roads, the rail, the airports, the kind of buildings we have, the way we move, the way we eat, the way we grow our food, is completely dependent on fossil fuels. There are other places, we would generically call them less developed, where that fossil fuel infrastructure hasn't completely shaped their system. And those are the places where that transition is likely to have a lower level of impact.
But even they will have to contend with the coming upending of today's consumer-driven economy, adds Heinberg.
A consumer economy is not going to survive the energy transition that we envision. We're going to have to organize our economy in some other way, and that means finding some other way to provide jobs for people, to provide returns on investments, to provide funding for government, and so on. It's going to take some really new and innovative thinking.
If there is a single word to describe that future, offers Fridley, it may well be slower.
One thing that fossil fuels has done for the world is to speed everything up. In a renewable world, that speed can't be maintained. So it's going to be slower and more localized. And I think for most people, it will be a better place and less burdensome to their psyches.
So he concludes, despite all the challenges we face in getting there, a renewable future could be a very attractive alternative to our present.
I personally prefer the vision of a better place where activity is more localized, where hyperconsumption is no longer the norm, where use, reuse, and recycle is just the way that people think, that education and communication is prevalent and available to everyone. But that kind of a world can't operate like this world. It can't be a world where we dig up 200,000 tons of overburden to get 2,000 tons of ore to make a 2,000-pound car to move around 150 pounds of flesh. That kind of a world can't be sustained in a renewable world.
But realizing such a future, Fridley emphasizes, depends on the choices that we, as a nation and a global society, make in the here and now. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.